backed up near the 5-yard line, so a loss of a couple on the play brings up third and goal from the 5 now.
Yeah, nice job by Tyler Beckman there for re-shooting in from the backfield to make the stop.
And a timeout called on the field by the Lakers. We'll keep it right here, and we'll get started on our playoff talk just a touch early here. And Jason, one team that is making a little bit of noise in this Greater Thumb West and is locked up in a 6-6 game with the Vassar Vulcans tonight is the USA Patriots. Nice to see them back in the mix this year. Right now, unbeaten, 4-0 in the conference. Who would have thought?
Yeah, I was surprised to see USA. I know they had made some strides at the end of last year after getting off to a rough start. And the win over Cass City really opened a lot of people's eyes, I think, including my own. I thought Cass City would come in and take care of business, but that USA defense making the stops when they had to in the offense, it wasn't pretty that night. But they got the late score to send it to overtime and then got the win in overtime. And they've just kind of been all systems ahead ever since then and locked into a tight one here tonight with Vassar. A win here would be huge because I believe it sets up the gigantic game next week at USA with the Reese Rockets.
And we'll talk about that a little bit more here at the half. Here's Warak under pressure on third and goal, looking to throw. Warak going to be taken down in the backfield near the 10-yard line. So all of a sudden, Jason, everything's kind of crashing down here for the Lakers. They had it first and goal on the 2. Now they're going to be backed up looking at fourth and goal from near the 10-yard line.
And there's a face mask penalty on the play by Reese, so that will be an automatic first down, so they get to do it all over again.
All right, so new life here for the Lakers. And penalties have been the death of the Rockets here, especially on this drive. The Lakers looking at a fourth down play, fourth and one from the 5, and the Rockets commit the offside penalty, giving them an automatic first down and a first and goal situation. And now we've got a timeout called on the field by Reese. Let's keep it right here. They're showing third down on the yard marker over there, so I'm not sure if that's correct or not.
Well, Coach Gardy is out with the officials, and he is demanding an explanation. So, and it looks like he's got the hands on the hips. I don't think he heard what he wanted to hear. I can just tell this by looking at the head going back. Coach Gardy, not one to hide his emotions.
So that begs the question to be asked, was there a face mask penalty? Was the flag picked up? I didn't see what happened there, did you?
I don't know. The official just put up 3 fingers, so I'm guessing it's third down now. I thought all face masks were of the 15-yard drive. Obviously, that wouldn't be the case here because
no.
They're so close in, but I thought it would also be an automatic first down, but apparently that is not the case.
I guess only
the officials know on that deal there.
Well, maybe we can go down and talk to them at halftime.
Well, it looks like it's raining out. I'll probably just stay inside. It was sprinkling a little bit earlier.
There was just a light shower falling, and now it's down to a very, very light drizzle as I take a look at the light tower on the far side of the field there. Probably just enough to get everything a little bit slick out there. Third down and 5. The Rockets call their second timeout of the half. Lakers out of timeouts here. 4:13 to play first half, 15-0. Reese with the lead. The Lakers looking at third and goal from the 5. Handoff goes straight up the middle. And
no name on him. 75 getting the carry.
Yeah, I thought I heard him say Riley. We'll have to get that number at the half. I asked if there were any number changes, and I was told no, but apparently
well, there was another number earlier I couldn't get a hold of either. And
somebody did not give me the correct information.
The PA guy must be all-knowing. We'll hit him up at halftime.
Fourth and goal from the 3. A 2-yard gain for the Lakers. Fourth and goal from the 3. Warak takes the snap. The handoff going straight up the middle with it. And the Lakers say they are into the end zone. I have yet to see something from the officials. They are saying no. It is going to go over on down to the Rockets. Wow. Yes, I would like to take another look at that one, but
yeah,
with it being high school, that we don't have that that luxury.
Emphatically, as the offense was putting their hands up, you know, all just about every member there, I was convinced it was a touchdown. Especially again, I don't have a name on number 75 there. You know, for a big man, a nice little move to the left there, and kind of dove in. It looked like he had reached the ball across, but the official thought otherwise.
So the Lakers stopped on fourth 10 goal from the three.
And a 15-play drive fizzling out at the
one. That's where they're spotting it. First and 10 now for the Rockets on their own one-yard line. They'll split two receivers out to the left. And Kyle Yocklin, the quarterback, will step up under center. Now we have an official timeout on the field. I think we have an equipment issue as I see the helmet come off of one of the Lakers. Look like Jacob Collins had his helmet off for a moment. So here we go. First and 10. Yocklin may have been sacked in the backfield, and he has, and he's sacked in the end zone. That's a safety. So the Lakers do get something out of this, Jason. Not the touchdown they desired, but a two-point safety.
Well, that's almost as good. The way the offense has been struggling this season and up until that last drive. But to get 2 points here and get the ball back, 3:21 remaining, who knows? Maybe they return the favor. Last time the Rockets got a safety, they came right back and scored as well on the second try there. So we'll see here. But so far, the defenses for both teams really stepping up here tonight. Reese, you know, at 5-0, obviously the defense has got to be doing something right. And the Lakers, coming into the game, the story was the defense for them this season. And so far, doing a pretty good job here tonight stopping the Rockets.
3:21 to play in the first half. 15-2. Rockets with the lead. Boy, take a look at that scoreboard. You won't see those numbers up there very often. 15-2.
No, not very often, that's for sure. And especially a double safety night. Both teams getting a safety. That's got to be a rarity. That's one that I haven't seen that I can remember ever in any game that I've watched or been at or played in. But
I don't think we've had a safety all year, have we?
I don't think so.
So we get two in one night. It's been a strange year. We had overtime a couple weeks ago. Now a pair of safeties. And now number 12, Justin Lick. Took a lick as on the free kick return. He picked it up at the 40. Brought it up to about the 45 and then was smacked and driven back to the 42. So
nice hit by Nick Vito on that play there. I love the special teams demons coming down. That's a dangerous job there, a kick returner, punt returner. Especially on a play like that where the ball just kind of died. He picked it up, ran about 5 yards, and the defense bearing down on him there.
3:18 remaining here in the first half. 15-2. Rockets at the lead. Now the Lakers have the football back on their own 43-yard line. Warak is going to hand it off, and the handoff is going to go to Evan Gosho. Gosho up over the 45 to about the 47-yard line, so nice pickup of 5 yards on the play for Gosho, setting up second and 5. 3 minutes to play here in the first half. From Reese High School on Cruise 102 FM, I'm Rick Laza. Jason Partica is alongside. Week number 6 of the high school football season. Lakers split a receiver out to the left. Warak going to drop back to throw under a little bit of pressure and now going to be dropped in the backfield for a loss. So instead of third down and positive yardage, it'll be third down and close to 10 here for the Lakers, and the clock continues to roll with 2:20 left to go in the first half.
Well, for as promising as that last drive looked right now, the Lakers having a tough time moving the ball here this time around, but the defense really keeping them in the game here tonight.
2:05 to go, first half. Third down and 10 from the shotgun. Warak back to throw under pressure. Pass is picked off, and Adam Leffler has all kinds of real estate and throw, and he's going to score. Touchdown, Reese.
Warak hit as he threw there and it caused the ball to be a little bit underthrown. Adam Leffler picked it up 50 yards, taking it into the house for the defensive score. Again, the defense, keep coming back to it. And the defense, again, putting up points here for Reese tonight.
21-2 with 1:52 left to go in the second quarter. So twos are wild if you are a gambler. with the extra point try coming up here for the Rockets.